Welcome to Look Who's Talking, and I'm pleased to say that I have another of our Level 2 project people here, and this is Yvka. Welcome, Yvka.
Thank you.
Can you start by just giving us the title of your project and what inspired you to make that choice?
Well, the title of my project was The Occurrence of Phi in Nature, and I was inspired to start a project on that because I took up classical Greek as a GCSE. And I just wondered why we use so many Greek letters in maths and science today, and one of those was phi. And obviously, it's not very well known, so it was just a chance to research more about it.
Okay. Whereabouts did... So it came from classics lessons? Is that where it originated, idea originated? And phi, I think I saw your video, is the golden ratio.
Yeah, you've got it.
We'll leave that to our listeners to Google if they want to know about it. How would you say your research went? Having got the initial idea, what sort of sources did you then go to look for? Where did you
research? I started with one book. It was The Occurrence of Phi in Nature by Scott Olson. And that was really good because that gave you like snapshots of lots of different areas that phi occurred in, so like architecture, music, etc. And then from that, I was able to pick the areas that interested me the most and then use websites and other people to talk to give more information on those.
Okay. And what sort of websites did you come across? Did you find that you got easy access to an abundance of websites, or was it actually hard to narrow down your search?
There was an abundance of websites, but most of them didn't have much content within them. It was mainly just like pictures and compilations of pictures, which weren't that helpful really for research. So it did take a bit of advanced searching to navigate through them.
Tell us more about that. What kind of things did you have to do?
Keywords and filtering out things that weren't relevant. So that was mainly where it started.
Okay, that is advanced technique. All credit for that one. One of the things I remember vividly you saying in one of the sessions that I was party to, where we were talking about what technologies we could use with it, was the word count. How can I possibly squeeeze this into whatever it was, 3,000 words or whatever?
Yeah.
How did that pan out? Was it that hard?
I just ignored the word count.
Oh. All right. Yeah. So you've got more than...
Yeah, because it was handwritten, so word count would have been a mammoth task to go through. So, and because it was in like a scrapbook, it wasn't such a problem.
Well, tell us more about the scrapbook. Why did you make that choice?
Because it's quite a mathematical subject, and if you have a long essay just on maths, people who don't like maths are put off straight away. So I thought if you can marry art with maths and present it creatively, then people are more likely to pick it up and actually learn something from it other than just disregarding it. So
I think that's a great idea. Now, this is one of the forums through which those things can start to be provided to a wider audience. How do you make a scrapbook available to a wider audience? Is that something that you've thought about?
No, I don't know.
It's just that when you produce something which is of undoubted quality, which yours would be, the idea of sharing it more widely really appeals to me.
Yeah.
But clearly that's not so easy. We'll have to think about that and ponder on it. What would you say were the high points of your research, or the project itself, or and then obviously the low points too? So where was the balance for you?
I think the high points were definitely as everything came to like a culmination. So finishing the scrapbook and letting everyone see it was great because it was like good to get feedback on that. And then obviously the presentation was probably one of the best bits because that was a chance to teach everyone about it and spread the knowledge about for people who'd never heard of it. But low points, definitely things like planning and deadlines really, because when it's such a long project you kind of feel like you've got a lot of time and then you get close to the deadline and you realise I need to start.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you mentioned presentation because I have managed to catch a little bit of the video recording. I wasn't there on the night that you were presenting. You didn't work from notes, it appeared.
No.
Or even prompt cards.
No.
So how did you cope with that? How did you manage that? What did you do to prepare?
I planned out the Prezi that I used, and I wrote some notes to go with that, and then just from reading widely about it, and knowing the subject well, I didn't need notes to talk about it. It was, once I knew what was on the Prezi, that was it. I could talk freely, and I thought that was better than referring to notes throughout.
Kudos to you for that one. Yeah. It's a brave move, and you definitely pulled it off. Well done.
Thank you.
Having talked about high points and low points then, if you were still with us in sixth form, which obviously we hope you will be, and you would have the chance to do the level three, how did the balance fit there? Would you take on such a big mammoth task again? Is it something that's still attractive to you?
Yeah, I think so, because it teaches you skills that are useful for uni and later on, etc. And although there were low points, overall I really did enjoy doing it, so yeah, I would do it again.
What advice, the year 10's just about to start, I've just been put in touch with my sort of candidate for the next cohort. What advice would you pass on to them then?
Probably that Google isn't a synonym for research, because that's you've got to look further than that, and you've got to plan ahead, not just leave it till the last moment. So whatever sources you can get from elsewhere, and you can be finding sources without having to write things down, you can do that later, but as long as you keep moving onwards with it, then it comes out all right in the end.
That's good advice indeed. Thank you very much for giving up some of your time today. It's much appreciated.